Okay. Good evening, good evening. We can start now. So, I wanted to learn tonight teachings from the Tosha Rebbe, Zatzah, whose Yortzeit is tomorrow night. His third Yortzeit is tomorrow night, Chav Zayin, Menachem Av. But just a little bit before we start the Torah, we should talk a little bit about who he was. I mean, I remember when I met one of the Gabbaim, he told me, I can tell you stories and I wouldn't even be able to start. It's not that I could tell you, I won't be able to finish. I wouldn't be able to start because if I forgot to start with the stories of the Tosha Rebbe. The Baba Sali, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, said that this was such a unique, very unique neshama. So Tosha Rebbe was built Kiryas Tosh in the 50s, the 60s. It was about 15 miles, 15 minutes, I guess, north of Montreal. He was in Canada, and the Baba Sali was in Eretz Yisrael. He would talk about how he said, where did you see him? He said, I saw him in Shemayim. So David Avunatzer said that, just mentioning the name of the Tosha Rebbe, Meshulam Fayish Ben Tziro, it could be Pol Yeshuas, that there was such a, you know, reminds the stories we hear about Rav Levi Yitzhak and Sarah Sasha, just saying the name itself, saying the town, Berditch of itself could be Pol Yeshuas. They say he was like the Rebbe of all Rebbes. That's the way that he was known. Tremendous masmid. In the Torah we're going to learn, the Gibayim told me that there was just, it wasn't written out a shir, just it was like a Mayan HaMizgaber. He would just say the shir, he would just say the connections and the things. Well, his daily schedule is quite remarkable. He would prepare in Davin Shachris at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Shachris would end about 6 o'clock p.m. And he would drink a big glass of carrot juice, and that would be it. And then he would see people throughout the end. He would eat his first meal at the 12 o'clock at night, and then I guess that was breakfast one. And then he would bench, and by the benching, the Gabbai said that he always hit Uvenei Yerushalayim right at Chatzos. So it was Tikkun Chatzos was said through his Birkas HaMazon. That's the way that happened. Then he would eat a little bit of fruit, something, right? But he'd see people all night long, eat a little bit of fruit. He would say Birchas HaShachar and then Shema, go to sleep about 6 o'clock a.m. Mm-hmm. And then they said if he woke up by 7:30, right, that was a long nap. And then the cycle began again. This is the Tosha Rebbe's daily schedule. He didn't even own a car. He gave out millions in tzedakah, like a Reichman. And the Gebayim knew this. There was no money for the household. They had push. They didn't have anything. So like, he knew it. The Gebayim, if the money came in, they would like take it so they could pay the thing. So he used to keep money like hidden in his shoe. The Gebayim wouldn't know. Like when someone would come in, look around, there's no Gebayim. They'd take out the money and give it to because the Gebayim wouldn't let him have the money because whatever he had was given away. His own son, Mordechai Zatzal, was having trouble getting funding for his oldest son's chasna. And he was in the room and they... And a visitor from Eretz Yisrael came in. It was the same story. He needed money for a chasana, and he gave him $30,000. So his son asked him, you know, I also need money. You know, having me $30,000. He says, for you, you can just go out on the street and say you're the son of the Tosha Rebbe, and people are going to give to you. But he doesn't have anybody, so he didn't have to. I can tell you stories and stories and stories. But I just want you to get as much as we can have some small hasag of who the Tosha Rebbe Zatzal was. So. Maybe we'll start a little bit. He begins, the Sefer begins by asking a number of kashas, a number of questions on the Parsha, and then he gives one yesod that answers up all the kashas, and then he gives into Yavoda that one has to work on for that. So we'll save the questions. I'm not going to read the whole piece in science. Oops, it's a little long. We'll start, just since I have the Chumash, I'll read the Pesukim. So he begins off by saying, Pesukim, Rei Anochi Noisin Lifneichem Hayom. So one question he asks is, you're giving this Hayom, the bracha is not happening today. It's going to be in the future. If you listen, right? Bracha, klala, it's going to happen in the future. But why is it bedafka hayom if you're doing it? Es habracha asher tishmu'u es el mitzvos Hashem elokeichem asher anochi mitzaveh. A lot of commentaries. Eschem hayom. Vaklala yim lo tishmu. Okay, right. So we're told that we're going to get it hayom, but it's really not going to happen today. It's going to happen sometime in the future. Second question is more of a general idea. He asks, not in this order, but the second question he raises is, schar mitzvah hayam aleika. There's no schar for mitzvahs in this world. So how can you tell me you're going to get bracha if you listen to the Shems? We don't, you don't get rewards in this world. The Rishonim discuss this. How can you give a physical... The Rambam has an answer. The Rambam says that really you don't get schar. You just get the, you know, money in your bank account. You get more gas and more fuel in the tank to keep things going. If Hashem sees you doing what He wants with His with the mitzvahs, then He'll give you all the things you need just to keep functioning, you know, on a basic level. But the second question he asks is schar mitzvah hayam aleika. And the third thing is he brings a Baal HaTurim. So on the very beginning, Re'e Anochi, so there's a fascinating Baal HaTurim, it says, Dover Achim, Re'e Anochi, Re'e Aseres HaDibros, look to the Aseres HaDibros, Shepasach Ba'Anochi. That begin with the words, Anochi. So again, that's not Pshat. Pshat is Re'e Anochi, right? To see I, is Moshe speaking, but he says, no, look to the Anochi that's in the Aseres HaDibros. Those are the three questions. What's the word Hayom focused on here? What does it mean that we're getting reward for mitzvahs? And why the Baal Turim is bringing this idea of look to the Aseres HaDibros, look to Anochi. So, we will start on page 2. It says... Aval, you see where it is in the column? Aval, on the right side. Kol ze omer b'shar mitzvos, shenitnu aide Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Kimosh dar shechazal, Torah tzivlana Moshe. So we know the pasuk of Torah. So Torah is the gematria of 611, right? That's what Moshe gave us. That's what Moshe gave us. Aval anochi v'lo yelecha, those two first mitzvos, she that's the mitzvah of emuna. We hear those directly from Hashem. So that's the famous Gemara in that's how we know the 613 mitzvahs, right? Torah tziva lanu, so Torah's gematria 611. That's what Moshe gave us, and the two we heard from Hashem. So we do the higher math, and 611 plus 2. Okay, we get to the magic number of 613 mitzvahs. V'chein shemitzvahs ha'emuna nitna lanu aide Moshe Hakadosh Baruch Hu atzmo. So what comes out if the first two mitzvos of the Aseres HaDibros were given directly through Hashem, it means that the mitzvah of Emunah was given directly from Hashem, not through Moshe Shliach. Harei Shaych v'mitzvah zu hadin delo salin pula sochir. The Rebbe says that Hashem keeps the mitzvahs as well. And one of the rules of the thing is b'yom titein scharo. You have to pay your workers on the day that they do that. So Hashem also keeps that. And so Hashem, who gave us directly the mitzvah of Emunah, has to pay us for that. If we have Emunah, we have to get rewarded for that in this world. So yes, there is a contradiction. There's a rule, I should say, of schar mitzvah hayam aleika. That's true. But Emunah is the exception. Because Emunah came directly from Hashem. There wasn't a shliach. Hashem's got to keep the Torah also. Not to keep the wages with you until the morning. What's ad haboker? Hainu ad olam habo hanikra boiker v'or. The next rule is light, is morning, is brightness, is the schar. So Hashem's not going to keep the reward with Him until we get to the next rule. He's going to give it to us immediately. That's why for the mitzvah of emunah, that's the exception. With for emunah, one can get reward even in this world. Okay, uveze yuvan hate of mashom chazal. Now we can understand what the chazal say. Ein yisrael nizonim el bezuchus hamunah. The only thing that keeps us, how would you translate nizunim? Sustained. Sustained is a good translation. So the thing that sustains us is the mitzvah of emunah. Why? Ki bezuchus shar mitzvos haTorah ein yisrael nizunim klal ba'olam hazeh. Because we can't get in here. Put on tefillin. Shkoyach. We're going to get a reward for tefillin, but not in this world. Chauffeur, not in this world, right? So all the other mitzvahs are going to get them, but there's the only thing that gives us our sustenance and angels gives us a kiyum in this world is the emuna. The schar mitzvah hayam aleika, rak bezuchus mitzvah emuna shemitzvah zu lo shaych schar mitzvah hayam aleika bezuchus b'nei Yisrael nizunim mekablim shefa v'schar gam ba'olam hazeh. Okay, so that's our yisod that we can get our from the emunah. Now he's going to put it all together. Uvechina zu yesh lefarish mash amr chazal the gemara in Makos bo chavakuv hamidin al achas. That we, there's a gemara over there that talks about how the different Torah personalities throughout the ages came and distilled the Torah into smaller numbers of mitzvos. And the final clause is that chavakuv came and said, really, all of the Torah is on one mitzvah. Shnemar v'tzadik be'emunoso yichya. That the tzaddik, right, which is Klal Yisrael, va'amich kulam tzaddikim, the Klal Yisrael lives through emunah. The tzarech beer. So one second, so you have to understand this. Ma ha'gavana b'zeh Shehemidim al achas. What the Torah? Only one of them. You have to keep one. V'chidai she'adam yikayim rak mitzvah achas. That's it. You just have a muna and everything else. There's no Shabbos. There's no kashrus. There's no taras hamishpoch. There's nothing because I kept a muna. Hare yishdan taryag mitzvah satora she'adam mechuyad l'kayim. We have to keep all 613. Right? Now we know, you'll ask Akasha, we can't really keep all 613. And even the person in the base of English was standing, that not everyone can be done. But Kol Yisrael, we have Arvus, and the Klal Yisrael collectively can keep all 613 mitzvahs. The Fi Hanal Yesh Lomer HaGavan, we can explain now what we said. Ki He'emidan literally means like omid to stand them up. Ratzon Lomer to call Kim Umaymid HaOlam, what keeps the world standing, Eina El B'Suchus HaMunah. It's emunah that keeps this world going. Sha'aleh ha'olam olimi. That's what causes the world to stand. Ki kol ha'shefa v'achiyas ha'yeredes la'olam hazeh. All the bounty and the life that comes into this world. Eina ela b'zechus mitzvah sa'amunah. It only comes through emunah. V'hevi raya l'dvorav. He brings a raya. Shnemar b'tzadik be'emunah. Also, yichye. You'll live. Hainu da'af b'tzadik sh'mekayim kol mitzvah sa'torah k'roy. The tzadik is keeping everything. Ein lo chiyas. So it's his emunah that gives him the chiyas. Even though he has everything else, like we said, he has kashrus and Shabbos and everything, but it's the emunah that keeps him. Okay, so now he's developing this idea. We're seeing the importance of emunah. So how do you connect this? We're just seeing now that this is the most important thing. This is where all of our, you know, this is the make it or break it, is our emunah. So how do you attach yourself? Therefore, hanchilenu Hashem Elokeinu es yom haShabbos kodesh. That's why Hashem gives us Shabbos in order to get the emunah, to attach ourselves. Shebekoche efshal la'adam lahishrish belibu emunah sabori baruch hu kiroi. Through Shabbos, we're able to implant in our hearts the correct emunah. Kimo shekosu v'dibros hashnios, like it says, v'zacharti ki'evet ha'isa v'eretz mitzrayim, v'tiyach Hashem lokech misham, al-kein tzivcha Hashem lokech la'asayis is called es yom ha'shabbos, because we were avadim, that's why Hashem gave us Shabbos, ha'inu shelatach lezu tzivcha Hashem lokech la'asayis lishmor es yom ha'shabbos, k'dei shetizgor v'ta'amin ki Hashem lokech ha'otziyacha me'eretz mitzrayim. The connection of Yetzias Mitzrayim, believing in Hashem that He took us out, that's what Shabbos is for. V'amuna b'Yetzias Mitzrayim, hu yisod ha'amuna. That's where it all comes from. K'mo shekosu mefurish b'mitzvahs ha'amuna, anochi Hashem alokecha asher hotziyecha me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's the pasuk, right? Ki Yetzias Mitzrayim, hi ha'edus ha'metzias Hashem. Right? That's the famous question the Ramban talks about when God's introducing himself to us at Har Sinai for the very first time. You know, when you have a resume, you always like to put your best stats on top. So if you were putting your best stats, if you were the creator of the universe, that's probably how you would have wanted to start to write your resume. Anoch Hashem Lokecha, I'm Hashem, your God, who created the entire universe. It doesn't say that. I'm Hashem who took you out, did you see this Mitzrayim? So Ramban explains because it shows that have an active connection. This was the generation that had just been taken out. So it's not that I'm the God who did something back in the day. I'm the God who's right here doing this. And that emunah comes from God we had a connection with. Right? So Shabbos bo lahishrish koach emunah zu belibos b'nei Yisrael. So that's what the Shabbos is all about. Okay. So now, we'll skip to this. On the left side where it says v'zeh nachzor. We'll skip a little bit just to say because you're trying to get through the whole piece. We'll go back now to Farsha Pesukim B'Parsha Seinu. We'll explain the name. Re'e Anochi, Noisin Lifnechem Hayom Bracha Klala, Pir Shabbala Turim, right, which we read. Da Anochi Kol Aseres Adibros, Sheposach Ba'Anochi, right? So at first glance, we understand what the connection was. But now the Balaturim fits perfectly, like a hand in the glove. Re'e Anochi, look to the Anochi. What Anochi? Look to the Anochi of the Aseres Adibros. Why the Aseres Adibros? Because Aseres Adibros was our Amunah. It's our connection with Hashem. Amunah is the whole thing that we have that gives us our Chiyas in this world. That's how we have it. We only have it through our emunah. Lefi hanal yesh leforish tekoil mitzvahs anochi lechud. It's talking about the mitzvah. For amar kosev re'e anochi pirush re'e v'kiyem akayim mitzvahs anochi Hashem lekecha shi mitzvahs emunah. When Moshe is telling us what to do, look to the anochi, look to the emunah and keep that. V'tzadik be'emunah so yichya. You want to live, you want to have a chiyas, you want to be oimid in this world, it's through emunah. How can you have a complete emunah shlema? That's now the third question. The Rebbe said, "Hayom, look to the day. Pirush nesati lechem es yom haShabbos kodesh shenikra hayom. Look to the day, the day." We asked a question that the reward's not coming in later. Why is it talking hayom? Look to the day of Shabbos. Look to that. That's the day of Shabbos, and now all three questions become answered up. Right, Kimosha Kosa Vayom Moshe Echlu Hayom. Right, Yishav Hayom Hashem. Right, by the pasuk by the man, it says Hayom three times. That's the source for. Now we have to have three seudos on Shabbos. So Hayom over here is talking about Shabbos. So everything comes together again. Our three questions: Schar Mitzvah Hayom Aleika. No, that's the general rule, but Emunah is the exception because that didn't come through a shliach. That came directly from Hashem. And Hashem has to give us reward for that. We said, Re'e Anochi, what's that looking at? It looks to look to the first Anochi, which is the Mitzvah of Emunah. And then Hayom, the day when you do it, is through Shabbos. It's beautiful. V'al Zeh, the next paragraph. Mam Shech HaKosav Omer Acher Kach Es HaBrocha Asher Tishmu'u El Mitzvois Hashem Elokeichem. The brachas will come when you listen to Hashem's Mitzvos. Pirush Ki Kasher Tizke L'Kai Mitzvos Emunah Kiroi. When a person is Zeichet to have the correct, proper Emunah, so you'll even get brachas in this world because a person has the emunah. Even in a person's lifetime, they get that mitzvah. They get the reward for that. Oops, it's on the wrong page. No, so schati lifnechem hayom on the top. Dehainu, this means Yom HaShabbos Kodesh, Shehu Mashrish B'Kirbeichem, Koach HaMunah, Munas Aborei Baruch Hu. So that's the first thing. He asks three questions, he gives the Yisod that answers them all up. And then goes a step further to understand what this means now, Al Pi Avoid. Once we understand, it's a nice idea. We can say, okay, so therefore, okay, you know, very good, you know. Pass the chips, pass the cookies, pass the salt, you know, okay, it's a nice idea, you know. Like some people learn Chesed Shesvarim because they want to live with it. Other people learn a chassidish form because they want like a nice word to say over by Shalosh Shuvos. Want to live with the same. Want to understand what's the avoida. So this is where it's powerful. Nimsa shekol habracha v'achias anishba olam hazeh hakol tolib yom Shabbos kodesh. Everything we have in this world depends upon how we use our Shabbos. Mavur be'inyan hasvarim hakadoshim b'derech pnimi yoser. Say a little bit deeper. Ki yedui quotes the Zohar. Dechol hashefa hayoy le'olam hu al yedei midas hamalchus. Okay, the Malchus, now we know that there are seven Midos, and that each one of the days lines up with one of the Midos. So Sunday is Chesed, Monday is Gevura, that's why nobody likes Mondays, because Mondays are such a hard day, there's a lot of Gevura. Shabbos is Malchus. Shabbos is the seventh Mida. And you look over and over in Shabbos Malchusa, right? Yismichu b'malchuscha, all the Kori Shabbos, all the davening of Shabbos, you find Malchus. Malchus is connected to David HaMelech, the Ne'im Zemiros Yisrael, Mizmur Shirli Om HaShabbos. It all comes together. It's all one inyan. Shehamalchus hi hamolicha amachaleches hashefa lechol haolamos. A Melech gives out to his kingdom. Right? We know there's a phrase that Ein Melech Bolam. There's no king without a kingdom. So it's the way of spreading that shefa. And that's what comes out on Shabbos. It's given over. And let's start the next paragraph. It explains a little more. Kedei shiuchel adon lekabel hashefa hanishba biyom Shabbos kodesh tzarech lidos kli machzik bracha. Person has to prepare themselves. Reb Tzadok has a Torah where he writes, why is it that you could find two people and the reaction to Shabbos are like, you know, one extreme to the other. For one person, it's mom's like it's the best day of the week. They're so uplifted by it. They feel so inspired and rejuvenated. And Nebuch, the guy sitting next to him in shul, it's like a prison. Like he can't stop looking at the clock, waiting for when are those three stars finally going to come out. So Reb Tzadok says the teretz is what the difference is because how they prepared during the week. The person who prepares for Shabbos will get more out of Shabbos. It's like you know, lahavdil, it's a bank. You can only take out what you put in, right? Maybe you get a few little residuals, get a little interest, but lemaisa, you can only take what you put in. What did you put into Shabbos? How did you prepare for Shabbos? So the person prepares throughout the whole week and makes himself into a kli to be machzik the bracha that I can hold on to it, have something to give over, so then they're going to get that. But the person who just, you know, like the expression, like a goy falls into the sukkah, right? Just, I fell, accident happened, I fell into Shabbos. Whoops, okay, it came Friday night again, now it's Shabbos. It's not going to make the same type of Shabbos. So that's what Tzadok says. He says, "Shehashefa v'habracha tehelo makom lacholav." That has to be a place that the bracha can come to you. Lechein terem bo yom haShabbos kodesh. Before Shabbos comes, tzarchar on lashu b'tshuva shleim lefon of yisbarach. Of course, that's the tshuva. We said over when we were doing the Shirim on Kiddush from the Shloah. The Shloah says that you have to do tshuva before you recite Kiddush. Remember why? Because Kiddush is edus, and a rasha is posel edus. So you have to do tshuva to make sure you're not a rasha, because you're about to testify that Hashem created the whole world. You have to do tshuva. Tshuva is intrinsically connected to the letters. He's going to explain right now. The tahir atzma mikol nidmud chet mikol chelke hara. Kemosha kosev, it says, the posel says, toshev enosh adaka, right? You toshev literally means you've returned a person from dak, from the place of being crushed, from being annihilated. Toshev tof shin beis osios Shabbos. Shabbos ki chelke hara psolus shba adam ma'ak v'mimenu shlo yuchel kabel hashefa hanishpa olav. That if we don't cleanse ourselves from that, it won't be able to come into our lives. And now he's going to bring this in and connect it to this, to what we're supposed to be working on in the month of Elul. Turn to the next page. I know I'm skipping a little bit, but I want to try to make sure we get through the main things. You see, it was the dot on page 5 now by the bottom. So he says, again, there's much more to talk about, and you're welcome to go through the whole piece on your own. But we're talking about how I'm preparing for Shabbos. So look at what the Rebbe says now. Ubefrat, specifically, b'Shabbos kodesh zeh, shechal bo rosh chodesh elul. So how much more? So this applies to every Shabbos of the year. You have to prepare to get the shefa and the bracha. But certainly now, like it comes out this year, that Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Elul. Right? We just had Shabbos Mevorachim. So now we're holding. This is the first. It's Shabbos Sunday. Right? It's Rosh Chodesh this year. So he says, how much more so on this the Shabbos? Shebechodesh hazeh tzorecha adam lahachnia ulevata kol koiches harayim shehizdavik behem b'meshech hashana. We have to cleanse ourselves from everything that we came attached to throughout the whole year. Ki achodesh hazeh meuta l'tshuva. It's set up for tshuva. Shebo tzorecha adam lahachine. It's atzmo likras yoyim hadin hagodol v'hanora habol likrasein. Right, we have to prepare ourselves now for the Yom Hadin. The Davik Nafsho El Keil Chai, to attach ourselves to the living God. Lahamikas Atzmo Kol Kuloi Betshuva V'Tikun Hamaisim, to tshuva, to fix our actions. Viata Einzman Poni Lachsho B'Shum Inyan Me'Inyoni Olam Hazeh V'Tzricha Guf. Now is not the time to be, you know, worrying about Olam Hazeh type of things in Tzrochim for Gashmius. The ain ace l'shaus ata afilu rega k'memra. We don't really have a moment to spare. Why? Ki'im lo nisorer tekef b'zrizus. You say if we don't be ma'or and arouse ourselves immediately with an additional level of zrizus, yavra hayamim below klum. The days are going to pass. We won't have anything to show for it. Ki hayamim choifim va'oivrim k'mo rega. They're going to pass like an instant. U'kimat ka'onu oindin b'kvar b'yom Rosh Hashanah. We find ourselves standing in shul on Rosh Hashanah. The Yetzer will come and find all sorts of interesting things that we have to take care of now. You'll see this. It's so true. V'davka during the month of El, that's when all these like things start to come up, all the projects and all the things and all the things. Everything, somebody says, these are all tirdos trying to distract us. It says in Yiddish, der baldover trok un tirdos ad ein l'shayer. The baldover, the Yitzhar comes with all sorts of tirdos. You can't even imagine how much. Kidei shelo yehelo l'adam zman poni u'menuchas ha-nefesh la'asuk v'tshuva v'tikun ha-maisim. So we don't have time to breathe. That's what Paro did. Right? Mesil Sisharim says this, that Paro gave us so much work that we didn't have time to think. We didn't have time to stop and think. We have to stop. We have to distance ourselves from all these types of distractions during Elul. V'chein hu mefate esa odom. Literally, pitu means to be seduced. Shitzarech linso l'kan l'kan. I have to travel here, I have to travel there. Ki his mi'inu l'voy l'sham. I was invited to come to this thing, I was invited to go to that thing. U'medamim b'daitu shitzarech l'hishtatev b'chol mini simchos for his manos. I have to go to every single thing. You know, my third cousin's roommate once had a bar mitzvah for his dog, so I got to go to that. I'm being facetious, but you understand that there's what to go to be mishtatev in a simcha, but we have to understand that that's pulling us away. Lahatri des libo levato zman bedvarim elu uveze oiver alav chodesh elu below klum chas v'shalom. If we don't do it immediately, he says, we're going to find ourselves, the month is going to come and go, we won't have anything to show for it. Halo b'yamim kadmon, in previous generations, ha yehudim ma'frishim atzim b'yam elu mikol inyoni olam hazeh. Yidden used to separate themselves from anything connected to this world. V'chol hatirdos, v'chol iske, oylem hazeh, silkul etzdodim. They pushed it off to the side. V'kach osu cheshbon hanefesh be'emes la'amito. They made a real, honest accounting of where they're holding, what they need to work on, what they need to fix, what they need to improve upon in the next year. L'hachi nafsham l'kroyis yom hadin. They could stand in front of the Hashem on the yom hadin. But in these days, the news. I gotta see what's going on in the world. I gotta find out what the Donald is up to this week. I can't separate myself for even a minute. Key, top of page 6. Bizmanenu in Sia Hayetzer shall kli telephone him. Yeah, all types of phones. The total sub and all the offshoots of the tel—I don't even know what the newest
smartphones,
right? The total sub, hadoim lo, right? All the gadgets, all the time-saving gadgets that we find wasting our time on rather than saving time using them. But we can't separate ourselves from the telephones. Shekalim ha'elu, shekalim ha'elu. These types of kalim, right? Matridim es ha'adam tami. They're always distracting a person. Because we're beeping, we're buzzing, and we're, you know, all sorts of things are going off, and we can't, you find this, it's a rachmanis that people can't put their phones down for davening. How long is a shacharis? Whatever minion a person's davened, they can't put their phone down for a shacharis? What's so important? It has to be. We don't have time for menuchas hanefesh. We can't stop a thing. And if we don't have time for davening, then kal v'chomer, where are we going to find time to make a cheshbon if we're not doing it by davening? Ubeprat b'chodesh hazeh, chodesh elul, hayetzim is gaber b'yoser l'hatrides ha'odem od yoser b'tirdos b'bulim. All sorts of distractions and confusing things. V'kach over. And the month will pass without any real avod, without really working on ourselves. Rak bi yediyah ba'alma, you know, like I have some sort of general, vague idea. Shiodeish atu chodesh elo. I know those elo. They blow that little trumpet in shul every morning. Okay, I know there's something different. We say an extra kapitel tehillim twice a day. Okay, I know there's something different. Alright, I remember when I'm saying this, I should talk to people, I should remember to say a nice little few phrases. I forget exactly what it means, but like I should wish them that sort of thing. And now I'm Yotze Zayin. I worked on myself. I remembered to hear the shofar, I remember to say the Kapitel Hymn, I remember whenever I sign an email, Kasiva Chasima Tova. Where's the Avoda? The Avoda is putting away the distractions and to really work on ourselves. Lechein, says the Rabbi Vaita, Leman Hashem, Habo Nisor Levakish Esa Emes. Let's come, let's try to be emistic again. Let's like stop fooling ourselves. It's like 1 month. Let's just, you know, put things in a proper perspective and see where we're really holding. Shis or kol echad lishbalich sicha lefon of Yisborach, to pour out our sicha, to talk to Hashem. We'll leave kois dimos shlish to cry. Shibichodesh is a yizkel his dabig elav Yisborach ayide Torah of the mitzvahs to learn. To not to push off and not to make excuses, but to really find time for learning. She yizki lahargish kedusha satorah, to be sensitive to the holiness of the Torah. Lahagia laderecha emes ba'avoda shemo yizborach. Ki im hainu masigim kitsas ad kam ana rechoike me'or yizborach. If we had just a small inkling of how far we really are from Hashem, we'd have a river of tears, but we don't. We fool ourselves and we convince ourselves and we justify ourselves. We think it's not so bad. I know at least three people who are worse than I am. Okay, no. To really look at it, because of our own things, our own foolish actions we've done that caused us unfortunately to become separate from Hashem. V'chein yivakish tachanunim v'yishpoch sichol lefona v'yishizki letahir atzmo mikol hamidos haros, to fix our midos. Ki libo shel adam noite tamid leharbe midos kashos v'ros. We just, that's the human condition. He's not defending, he's just saying that's how we are. We have inclinations to things for bad midos. Kasher echad pogim b'chavoido. Someone didn't give me the right kavod. They said something. Dibir dover neged daitov. Ritzoni said something against me. They insulted me. Hukois umakpidolav. We get angry. We have kapabis. The kach matzi lo yetsir b'chol yom harbe midos ros u'negiyos shonos u'mamim le'eni ha'adam Bin yonim gedolim shel dimyonos shkarim. We make buildings of dimyonos, of imaginary things and lies. Shehei nira leinein leinav shetzarech lichois al doav al da. I have to get so upset about these things. Bekach oivrim alav kol yimei chayav bekas oivim, with anger and with pain. Hayetzer mizyayish es libo shel adam milisakein midoisav haraos. So we have a yeish. So I'll share with you, there's a beautiful, for tomorrow's Daf Yomi. Tomorrow's Daf Yomi says that Rachav was, they're talking about three different opinions as to what Yisrael heard about that made him want to come to convert. So one opinion was that he heard about the Kriyas Yamsuf. So the one says that you see from the conversation that the Meraglim had with Rachav that you're saying everyone's trembling, we're also afraid because we heard how you dried up the land. So the Gemara says that Rachav was 10 years old and she was a zona for 40 years and then she did tshuva when she was 50 years old and then she ends up marrying the Gadol Hador, Yehoshua. Not bad, right? Not bad. So the Shem Yishmuel, I think on Parshas Yisro, says, you see from here that you should never be Miyayish. You should look at the Koach of tshuva. Look who Rachav was. Look what she did. 40 years of Znus. And look at where you can end up with that. But don't ever think for a second they have Yeish. So a person can have a lot of, it comes time to make a Cheshbon Nefesh during the month of Elul. Think, oh my goodness, what I did, what I didn't do, what I should have done, what I should not have done. You make a whole Cheshbon. You feel like you're a Shemata. Okay. But not to be Miyayish. Not that's what he's saying. Don't have Yeish from this. But Amru Elav, Ein Ata, Mukhsha, Lesaki, Midosav, Haros. You can't fix this. Terry says, yes, you can. Yes, we can. His bonus rav, but you have to use a chachma to this, and his bonus to think about it. To think about, make a cheshbon. Why am I angry? Why is this? Why is this person, like, you know, bothering, getting under my skin? Why do I have a hard time, you know, being friendly to that person? These all say you're not so smart. You don't have the pikchus. You don't. You're such a wise guy to know how to get through all these things. This bonim dvarim elu udvarim elu ha'adam poteres atzmo milavu lavodes amidos. You say the answer. I guess you think you don't really know how to do these sort of things. Milasakin liyashem midos of haros to fix your midos. Aval, but says the Tosh Rebbe. Kasher yatziu lefan of eza esek toiv v'mase matan. What happens when a good business deal comes along? Right, chance the guy's got a good tip for you. I got a good thing. I got a good investment for you. And also that zayeh chacham v'navon heita. Then you become very much a chacham. Then you're very smart. This ameg be'oska betuftan bedas. Then you're very ki ledavishim is toikeg. A law of something you desire, b'zeh chacham v'navon heitav. If you wanted it badly enough, you become a chacham for that because all of a sudden it's important to you. And if you want something, you're willing to work for it. Rach l'saki midosav ain't a road to it. We don't want to fix our midos, therefore we just put to ourselves. We have an excuse, right? Hilazeh nitzricha voida v'igia rava. It's a lot. It's hard work. Nimse ki kol masav hein b'sheker umirma. Whole life is one big lie. It's one big deceit. V'yata b'yom elu, but now during the month of Elul, hazman meyucha l'shuv l'saking kol hadrachim ha'amukumim ha'elu, all the crooked paths we've gone on. V'chol adam mechuyiv l'islami lachkor l'chapes etzos v'drachim heich l'saking midoysa v'masav kuroi v'lo yucha l'teretz nafsha. You can't give a teretz for yourself and say shlo hevin v'lo yoda heich l'saking midoysa. I didn't know how to do it. Ki kvar amru Chazal Shigas Talmud Ola Zodon. If you do it with Shogeg, it's on purpose. It's considered to be mazed. So we don't have Terutzim. The Rebbe strips away all of our excuses. Everything we want to say and to exonerate ourselves and Rebbe says, let's just be straight. Let's like cut out all the facades and all the charades and let's call it like it is. That's why this is avoidus avoidus. This is the real thing they're working on now in Elo. Okay, one more piece, just to the last part. Just when you think there, he takes up even another notch. Va'al yedei shenitar es libeinu mikol ra b'chodesh hazeh, by being mitar ourselves in chodesh Elo, nizki lios kelim ruim lekabel hashefa asher hakodesh baruch hu yashpia aleinu b'shana habo b'oros chadoshim. if we can really do this avodah, this difficult task of working ourselves, then we're making ourselves into the kelim. Again, this happens every Shabbos, he said, but this week, Rosh Chodesh Elul is on Shabbos. And if we work on ourselves now, then we can make ourselves into kelim for the whole upcoming year. So we get rid of all the shmutz. This is the famous thing that El is no trikin. Ani ledodi vedodi li. So look at the order. Ani ledodi, I am for my beloved, I am for Hashem, and then vedodi li, Hashem will be due for me. Hainu. Right, if I start the process and I work on myself, bechinas ani ledodi, I am coming to my beloved Hashem. Lashuv betshuv v'lekariv atzmenu el habori baruch hu. I want to come close to Hashem. Ali deze v'dodi li. Then Hashem is going to be for me. Yashpi akodesh baruch aleinu b'shana habo shefa chadash ba'anpin nehirin be'or gadol. Tremendous light. Aval im lo netayr atzmenu mikoydim mikol sig pegam. We won't be able to get it. We didn't work on ourselves. We weren't made proper receptacles. Everything that's coming in the upcoming year. Everything depends on how much koach we're willing to do during the month of Elul. The Tanya writes, the Bala Tanya writes, he's amazed why people don't wear big day yom tov the entire month of Elul. It's such a special, auspicious time. V'zehu ha'kavana gam b'mashakos of Dorshi Rishumos. So another Rosh Yitavis for Elul. It's notrikin ish l're'ehu matanos le'evyonim. So this is beautiful. Da'kodesh baruch hu nikra re'ehu. Hashem is called our friend, our rea, k'moshe kosev, it says, re'echa v'rea avicha al tazov, your friend, your father's friend, don't forsake. V'zeu ish l're'ehu, that's what the pasuk says. Matanos ish l're'ehu, so who, hainu am, I'm sorry, hainu im ish Yisraeli, if the Jewish ish misorer ba'asrusa l'tata l're'ehu, if we arouse ourselves to our rea, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, l'ashu b'tshuva shleim l'fanav yisbaruch, al yidei ze u'matanos l'avyonim. Then there'll be matanos for the evyonim. For the an evyon is even worse than an ani, right? Like an evyon is one who has a taiva for he's got nothing. Yashpi akodesh baruch ba'asruusa de la'ela matanos and vashpaos tovos. Hashem will give us these to us the evyonim. Hainu knesses Yisrael shenikraim evyonim. Moshe Amr Chazal de evyon pirshu is ayv lechol davar, a person who has a desire for everything, which means our desire for ruchnius and for gashmius. If we can do that, so it's a new insight into ani ledodi vedodi li elo, and it's a new insight to ishlereu matanos levionim, that what these two madrigals are. On the last page, we'll go to the last paragraph. Ubefrat beyomim elu. So specifically during these days, who are ace legolos midas malchusu yisborach ba'olam. This is the whole davening of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is to be megale the Hashem's kingdom. Ki yedua medivrei ha'ari hakadosh de beyom Rosh Hashanah nivnis hamalchus mechodesh. Hashem's kingship, it's called the Akhtara, to crown Hashem. But the Chassidim, they call it the coronation day for a king, where we're in Mamlech HaKodesh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. L'chein ikar ha'avodah b'yom elu hi l'glois k'void malchuso, to reveal Hashem's malchus. She'akiru v'yedu kol yosh v'yseva ki Hashem ha'malucha d'haynu shekol ha'burim yizku l'hakires lochol ha'aretz k'voido. So, I saw a pshat. Kimlo kol haaretz kvodo, molo kol haaretz. He fills the whole world. So you might have thought we have a concept in halacha of rubo kakulo. You might have thought Hashem is a rove. The majority of the world Hashem fills. No, molo kol haaretz kvodo. Everything is Hashem. It's not a, you know, rubo kakulo. Right? I think one early shiur we talked about like the shiurim, right? You say rubo kakulo for a shiur, you mean tzarf 10 for a minute. We had a whole lumbus on that. There's no lumbus over here. It's just poshut. Hashem fills the whole world. So So not much to be said after going through the piece. He lays it all out there for us. The Tosha Rebbe was mamish tzaddik yisoid ha'olam, and it's a special auspicious time tomorrow on his yortzeit Chav Zayin to follow in the avodah that the Rebbe laid out for us, and to be mekasher ourselves to this tremendous tzaddik by trying in our way to the best of our ability to follow his etis. And with that, we should be zoich, like he says, for a kesima v'chesima tova. Shkoyach, everybody, for coming. Thank you for the whole summer chabura learning experience. I appreciate everyone coming out and making it what it was. So special koyach to everyone here. And Mitzvah, we'll have more opportunities to continue to learn together in the upcoming year. Habo alein l'toyva. All right.